situation is extremely bad. In government institutions, there are no drugs at all to talk about. When you fall sick and you go to a government institution, whether it's a primary health care center or a district hospital or a central hospital, you have to buy your own drugs. Not just drugs, but all other consumables. And when you go to the private sector, the private chemist, to look for drugs and other things, oftentimes you don't find them. The stocks are extremely low, and most drugs are out of stock, even in the private sector. If you do find what you want, the prices are so astronomical that most villagers cannot afford health care at all. So we have people dying right now of curable illnesses because of shortages and because the government is failing to deliver health care.
Can you tell us what's going on with the medical doctors charging for their services in foreign currency?
Doctors in private practice. You see, the Zimbabwean currency now is very worthless. It's actually a useless currency. With an inflation rate of 40 to 50 million% per annum, you'd expect that whatever money you receive today will be worthless tomorrow. So, yes, there may be doctors who are charging foreign currency, but so are many shopkeepers. Most people are now... There is a natural dollarization that is going on, which the government does not want to accept. But it's the only reasonable thing to do at the moment. But I don't blame the doctors who are charging foreign currency. I think it is the job of government to provide decent public health service. Let there be decent public health service so that those people who go to the private sector are only those people who can afford to pay whatever the private sector demands.
What is going on with the medical aid services? We understand that some people are opting to die at home because their medical aid companies are not paying for their care.
Medical aid doesn't work anymore in Zimbabwe. It's useless. And there are many reasons why it's no longer working. One of it is the hyperinflation. The second thing is the government has got this national pricing institution that they put up, and it's controlling prices for everything, including medical aid. So medical aid societies cannot charge what is viable for them to charge in order for them to pay doctors and the healthcare institutions. So you find that your medical aid ends up not working. You are paying for medical aid, but when you go to hospital or to the doctor, your medical aid does not work at all. It's a natural death of medical aid societies. But I think that's something very reversible. Once a new government comes in, with proper, you know, viable economic policies, and they resuscitate the economy, and the dollar becomes a currency once again, medical aid societies will come up on their feet very quickly, and the healthcare will be good once again.